And Baba liked going to these places, so he would have rather stayed home.
It's very difficult to say such a thing.
Sort of like the lovers wanted to.
Yeah. If he wanted to stay home, he could have easily stayed home. Which home?
Well, I meant his house in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that home. He's teaching the youngsters, eh?
I see.
He didn't mind and he didn't cry, provided he is sheltered from sun. Was he that big at the time?
He took some movies.
Yeah. Don't ask me, they are all personal things. They say that.
This is the time right now.
Nothing, casual remark, something.
See, look at them blue.
Bob was having them gather special shells for Mara to take back to her. He's checking each one, and they're all looking for shells to bring back to Bob for Mara.
Oh, that was me.
He
just threw it away.
Something likes to eat. Asking what you think? Very nice.
Oh, neat.
Save that one for Mara.
Look at how it looks. Thank
you.
Delay
it.
No chapati.
No chapati.
Just joking with someone, Luddin Phul is so burdened with all this, so he's giving him a hand or something. Its advantage is to be chubby in every advent, you see?
Yeah.
In every advent?
Yeah.
Sometimes Baba looks so beautiful, you know, in movies.
Yeah.
Was there ever times when you were with him and you just caught yourself to, my God, how beautiful he is, how beautiful. Did you ever think that, you know?
No. There are quite a few who have thought of it.
Just when you were in his presence.
But I didn't have any thought like that. I don't have any aesthetic sense, it seems, for nature or for human beings or for God, man. All beauty seems to have been lost in myself. Ugliness stands in the forefront. Don Stevens, you need to sit down. Too much work. Sit down for some time. Pashar Nilu. Ivy is on the other side, the Agnes is there. Joseph Hobb is there.
Is it Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach. Between guys.
No, Myrtle Beach. Charles is there. No, who is that? Ruth White was there.
The American was back.
This is Shaw family.
Oh, look at Fred.
You can remove your cap,
Baba. What was that?
Remove your cap, Baba.
Avatar, Mayor Baba, TJ.
I have to release some wind.
Hurry up. Wait, get out, you see. No, you stay. It'll release it so that, yeah. It will dry the people out.
And then there are the Eastern and Western brothers, or rather the Easterners and the Westerners of the world. But there's a break in the ground there, and they're separating from all this disease and famine. Baba holds the key.
They're separated because they're Baba's followers? Is that what you
mean? No. But humanity is breaking away from all this confusion.
So it's also humanity.
And we have these four horsemen which portray all the evil. There's war, death,
and the background
is here. It's breaking around, you see. The ground is breaking, so they're isolated. Humanity is coming to Baba, but it's in the light and holding the key to the heart.
And
the background is war torn
Europe. A lot of your paintings have that.
Everybody has more. Incredible. Yeah, they have that also.
It's really nice because we have Baba's eyes.
Yes, Baba's on scene. Baba's on scene. But this is Baba's figure washed the earth again. This is the time when there's all this, that I follow the hardware of the world. I mean, like the atom bomb and the X2 Boston sound and the interballistic missile and the communication satellite and the aeroplane. And I've got the moon covered because we haven't reached the moon yet. So I have a little cloud across it.
You should go back.
Yeah, reverse the procedure.
Yeah, David, where are you? Which one are you? But Baba saw this.
Yes, I said that was the time when there was a sort of partition after the ashram was dissolved. We came to Sitara in 1947. And then Baba was going with just a few to Manuset. So he divided this up in small groups up on the hill.
Yes.
For instance, upstairs, I mean, there was Kitty, Katie, Naj, and myself. Marsha and Masi were one group. Sultan and her daughter Dalit were one group. Dasto family, Mansari was another group. for each individual family, they had their own little amount which they had to, for their meals and whatever necessities they had. And they were each independent, each had their own kitchen. I mean, it's just like families living in a sort of community, but also quite separate. So at that time, actually, I had lots of time on my hands. So I got inspired to do this and send it to Bob. But somebody was coming over, so I sent it over with nothing to show to Bob. Bob sent it back to get a frame.
And did he hang it here?
Then for a while it hung there in the Roman Maribed, and the women's from East Room. Then when we started having Baba pictures around, I brought it here. The what Baba said to put here.
During when he used to come and sing.
He told me that.
But you did that during World War II.
45. What about
that? This is done in regular watercolor. Those other smaller ones are all done in watercolor crayon.
What about that big picture? It's in the museum with all the different scenes on it. The 10 circles, yeah. And then you have some other ones.
They're interesting. Some other
round ones.
Oh, but that's just some little mundias or some little temples. It's very small things. They were sort of built for Baba, three of them in different parts of India. Baba gave me the three photographs and then told me where I should put the different ones. So according to the size and the shape and everything, because I gave them all different colors and different textures, like marble and plaster and stone and things like that. So they all look like so many different ones, but they're only just the same three. But sometimes, I mean, they'd be this way, sometimes they'd be long like that, sometimes they'd be square.
Did he tell you the exact position for this?
He told me the spaces that I should fill. So according to the shape of the space, they're putting their foot on. Like, for instance, there would be two in one place, and maybe three together, maybe one here, maybe another two here. And the position is only according to the space that remains, and the things around it. I mean, like the horse is this angle, so I put him like this in front of the
space.
That way. And, I mean, nothing to report to anything else. I mean, these little ears are as big as the horse, but there was that amount of space that I need. And Baba had it all figured out. And I originally did the rough draft for him of the 10 circles. He did little hieroglyphics on the right-hand corner of the sketch. So I've got plus and minus and dot signs. And at first, I mean, it didn't mean anything to me, but then I realized afterwards that it meant where each thing already he had in his mind, where each thing was going to be on that chart, even though it was already just on a little piece of paper at that time. Because later on, when I saw the rough sketches, different just like the dog, the little circle with the dot in the middle, and I found that in the upper right-hand corner, he'd given me an indication of what he was doing by putting that on the rough sketch. So I looked to see on that line, where's the circle and the dot, with the little arrow pointing as to where it should be. And sure enough, it's the dog, and it's exactly the spot where I put the dog.
Yeah.
And he did that with quite a few things, two or three. He marked in the corner like that, so I would, you know, he wouldn't tell me, but he sort of indicated. Because when I asked him questions, you know, especially when I got some of the difficult bits, I asked him, you know, if he would explain what I was doing, maybe I'd have a better understanding what he wanted to do on the board, just like saying when I was questions. Three times I tried, and three times at different intervals. And when the third time Baba dictated the same thing to me, I said, well, this is the way he wants it, so why should I come and ask him questions? I know about his personality, but you remember. I was just an instrument to put down what Baba wanted.
Well, there's also some pictures that seem a little elaborate within it, and they look like this something.
Yeah, it's and that's very fantastic. Baba dictated what he wanted, and that was the outcome. I can't remember what he dictated to me, but that was the result.
I mean, it's very
fantastic.
Yeah.
And later on, I had to reduce it to that overall shape on the other side.
Yeah.
I must not omit anything. It had to be reduced to that shape like that. And everything that's in that rectangle had to be a half. And then on that upper sort of oval shape, there's a strange thing of a bullock's head, a tiger's head, and a mouse.
Yeah.
Bullock's head and out of the bullock's mouth comes a tiger's head, out of the tiger's mouth comes a mouse.
That was the only thing in the painting, it was Rana's idea.
Go on. I read any of your words all about. I just did what Baba told me to do, but the amusing part is that I, to this day, don't remember what he dictated. But all I know was that each time what I did, he was pleased with the results.
Well, when you actually did it,
I was just the instrument.
What about when you actually did it and everything? Did it?
Well, it just,
I mean, you
it
didn't
just
put your pencil there and a pencil.
Well, yes, I did. It just went on. I mean, yeah. I had to hide the size. I knew the size. Side of the rectangle should be. So I did my outline. Okay. And I started in. And this is the result. And I didn't do a lot of sketches for her. I just put them on the wall. And that's the everything. That's just everything. As I, this is, I went on drawing, it went on unfolding.
The Scott screen's also.
Same thing also, that all unfolded. That actually, that was done with Baba's permission. And then after Baba got interested, so he gave me all the wording for it. And also suggested, I had originally on the planes, I had only one person on this plane. And I was told before we go on this plane, but my person looking at him, I get the impression only one at a time to come on the plane, you know?
Yeah.
So I put more people. But otherwise, that I got the chance to sort of work out the idea why Baba was in this 1956 darshan. I'd asked Baba's permission, and I had used it to kind of plant a seed in my mind, which he'd once written to Mani a letter saying, wouldn't it be nice if Rano did a chart for God Speaks? And I said, no, that's just even out of the question. Me, we could talk about it. I heard later that actually what she had in mind was for children, but I couldn't have done that.
But I explained to Baba about that. That, you know, that little boy. Yeah. I showed him the chart, and he liked it a lot.
Anyway, I mean, 3B did that thing, you know, that little, what's the name, you know, the boy going in the well, falling in the well, and all the things that happened.
The way back.
That's to do with.
But Baba gave the colors of this man, is that right?
No.
What he should wear?
Yes, the boy in the front. Yeah. Yeah. When he's turning towards the
trains.
Baba gave me the color for that. He said his shirt should be that color and his pants should be that color. And the rest of the color he left to me.
What about the eye? That beyond?
Well, the way I worked that out, I mean, when I asked Bob's permission, to do it, you see, Bob said, yes, go ahead. So I thought, at least when Bob is not there, I'm not distracted and I can use my imagination. Maybe something will come up and maybe something won't. I didn't even let Ivy know. I was attempting it at the time. And I felt when Baba told me, I mean, to put more people on the plane, I felt it would be more concentrated and more forceful. Yeah. I had only one person on the plane and one person on the six. So I had that one person surrounded by light, because he sees God. And then on the sixth plane, he sees God. So I can get it with the eye. And then there's that abyss where you have to cross that abyss to get the touch of the master to go on the God realization. There's an abyss there.
Yeah, I see.
And then how to indicate on those different planes. So the first plane I'd made roses because you get sort of sweet scents. And on the second plane you hear sweet music. On the third plane you have all three scents, music and color. And then on the fourth plane, which is the threshold, I have those lips there trying to tempt him to use his powers.
Yeah, the chart really is clear. It really is very easily understood.
Then Baba gave me all the wording. For instance, like, imagination. But the same thing I made back is God's creed imagination. It is the title. And all that wording builds up to that title.
And how about that
wording,
at the bottom?
The key thing, that I did. Because there was no key on it. I mean, it was just only this according to my mom.
I find this really effective.
Yeah, I like that too.
Like
yeah.
And
also, what's this here?
Well,
he's merged.
That's your
whatever
idea.
That is,
so this is just like here. You see, the drop comes, and first, I mean, these gases are formed. Well, I don't know what to do with the gases. How to indicate the gases? So I indicated by seven different colors. So Bobby used a lovely simile of the baby. He said the baby, when he passes wind, you can hear it and you can smell it, but you can't see it. So he said, I mean, as far as trying to indicate what these gases are, well, I mean, using color, And then I had lots of time. You see, this is supposed to be in my, and to make really one person going through all these different things.
Well, it is. Yeah. Queen and the king, just the endless chain of life.
Well, in a way it is, but in my mind what I was doing is he has to go through every kind of experience. He has to be a man and woman, he has rich, poor, he must be well. I mean, he must be famous, I've tried to indicate that.
This one right here.
And then he has a young man who's doing it.
It's interesting how the beyond state is actually reaching up.
I've had it photographed by some photographer that the first lottery is in the downstairs hall, in the Monday's hall in Maribel. The color's not, it's not the right color or anything. And then the other friend, no, this is not something. And then for years, Ivy could be made. The studio was destroyed, the crates were destroyed. He was Ivy, that's the original. And quite worried, and he writes me, he said, why do you use so many colors? And I said, I can't paint any other way. And I said, why worry? I said, Bob said to send it to you, and you keep it, and don't worry about it. Anyway, she also consistently trying to find some place to wear for the proper printing, which was part of the fortune. And she came up with this. So when she sent me this copy, which was slightly smaller than the original, I thought first she was sending me back my original, because, I mean, the texture was maybe like watercolor paper and everything. So, and then I realized, no, that she'd send me a copy.
It's a print.
You know how Bob would actually initial some of your drawings, the sketches, and things. Did he ever do that with this?
Because this was not actually his baby in that sense.
Yeah, he didn't direct
it. Yeah, the other was, I mean, he guided me on it, and he gave me the wording for it, and he was pleased with it, and he used to take an interest in it. But it was on my initiative that I did it, yeah. Not his permission.
Not his direction.
But that got the 10 service charges. Baba's from the inception.
Was there ever any other one like that? That was Baba's from the inception?
Ah, there are other charges Baba's given me, like, for instance, the divine theme. Two charts of the divine theme. Two other things, four journeys chart.
Yeah.
A lot of those different charts are
basically those are very sort of dry drawings.
Yeah. They were terrific to do.
Maybe you can explain them to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just a tool. I have nothing to do with explaining. Bob has given you a whole discourse on it, and everything is nothing.
That
and
inspiring.
Also, I've got the whole chapter on the divine theme, God Speaks. So, Baba's hands.
Did Baba say that when the 10 circles, did he say that was anything to do with the... Some people, I've heard the movie.
I know, one can assume and guess and speculate that I may have something to do with that.
Actually, the book is behind the canvas.
But I can only assume that Baba
sitting
never
on
said
it.
Anything.
He never
in
had
fact,
to do
Baba,
any charts for the book.
In fact, Baba never. That was the issue before I came to Baba. I came to Baba in 1933. And what was I going to say?
Baba never.
That book was finished when you came to Baba in 1933.
No, something else I was saying.
Talking about the circles of the chart.
He never referred it. It was explained in the book.
Oh yes, Baba never showed this 10 circle chart to anybody except when it was completed. He showed it to Mira. And in 1954, the Westerners came for the first time to the Savas in Maribel. So Baba had me come from here to Maribel for there and bring it out from the room and show it to the Westerners.
It was just stored covered.
When I was working on it, nobody was allowed to see me work on it. I used to live in the museum room at that time. I'd warn everybody. They'd see the sheet around the bed in the end of the room. They'd call out to me, but they mustn't come to where I was because Bob was ordered was nobody to see me. They shouldn't see what I was doing.
I'm surprised. Could you even reach the top of that canvas?
Oh, well, I stood on a stool and for some of it, then I turned the canvas this way.
Wait, well,
that's why someone
sort
of sideways.
No, must have needed some help to turn the canvas.
No, it's quite light.
But
now I've got the triple backing, it's very heavy. But
after you finished, it was just covered up.
Just covered up and kept
for about 2 years.
Collected dust for about 1 2 years.
Didn't you ever explain with the birds and the
water? He didn't explain nothing, he refused to explain. He brought the question, he didn't explain, he refused to explain. Tell me not to ask questions. So I didn't.
Are you quite pleased with
it
when you were
done? Yeah, what I could say without pleasing, this phrase, I tried to do what Bob wanted, and he was satisfied with it.
But were you sort of surprised at what did come out of it?
Yes, I used to wonder about it, but then I was so busy working, I didn't have time to wonder very much.
Yeah.
I
I'm so busy trying to, you know, trying to follow what Baba wanted. And then also our neighbor that Jimmy did about these, because I was there on the hill, and very often so I had to use my imagination on things. So I didn't know nothing, no library to refer to. When I was doing the bullet side and the tongue, I used to sit out by the tower, and I had very good eyesight in those days. And I used to watch the Thomas go by and memorize the tongue and come back and draw it.
Yeah.
And when the B-52s came over? When those B-52s came over?
Well, fortunately, me, I don't know whether my brother sent me or what, but that time I was getting Life magazine, but it just happened that just when I needed the bombers and the submarines and the ships and all that, I got some magazines that gave me some ideas so I could go ahead and do it. So I say whenever I needed these things, they were to hand. Sometimes I wonder where they'd be coming from. Sure. It's not like being at home. You go out anywhere and get all the data you wanted. I know when I had to do a lot of those insects and things, I was working in Canada, I had to send my mother out to the shop and find something that's got worms and snails and frogs and all these different things. So I have an idea, but it's a bit difficult to do those things on your imagination. So she found me some kid book that had these things in it, and from that I got ideas.
You were a professional artist before you
came about? I studied, yes, and I was doing some of that. I worked for a lot. Why I could do so much details, I worked for almost a year in a rug company doing rug designs, and that's just a lot of detail. And then I'd also been doing oils and sort of freelance work. But when I came to Baba Nasik, I thought my painting days were over, but something, I don't know, inspired me to bring my paints along with me, and I thought he'd had it down enough, and Baba's called me and started me on this chart.
This isn't the first thing. That big chart.
Right off the bat.
Are you still okay?
A little bit. Inspired to that. Money Baba. Yeah. So I do his studies of Baba, or I some symbolic paintings of Baba, something like that. Or that small one too. I've done those for Baba. I used to do sort of what about once a year I do something for Baba for the last day. Small size like those that are in the library and movies. And then later on I thought it would be nice to have something there at the center. I first gave that one with the mushroom cloud, and then later on the one with the Nicholas Isle, Elizabeth liked it so much that I gave it to her, and then she ended up also bringing it to the library, I think.
Yeah.
It's got all these people coming about.
It's supposed to be a congregation from the distance. It's a long mushroom cloud.
How about one of them? Something, you know, Baba has dropped his physical form, but he's still there, and all his letters coming from America.
You could look at it from that way, also, something that was done earlier.
Mm. I need to do a new one now.
Now I picked up right. I'm open to ideas at the moment. I'm actually dry.
Do what? Some kind of mystical pose of Baba where he's, you know, he's dropped his body, but he's still there, ever present.
Oh yes, I've got one. I've got one where I've done Baba transparent.
Yeah, that one I like.
So that you, you know, to ensure the Baba's operating. And the reason why I've done is just Baba's hands in the clouds, and there's a little quivering blade of grass. Yeah. At the bottom, because Baba had said that he manifested his, even the tiniest blade of grass would feel ecstasy. So I was trying to imitate that in one of the paintings. But I don't do things on small size, I don't do ours anymore. Mostly I work in 20-5 crayons.
Where are you most of your paintings?
Some are scattered over and about, and some are here.
Galleries.
Oh, yeah.
Major. Today they will be, you'll be more viewed than Leonardo.
I've been different standards I've given some. And there is a project of trying to put everything in the one cover. Until I can find a millionaire to do it.
You'll
have to sit.
Next time Erwin comes along, we'll get camera. Erwin next time comes with all the cameras.
Oh, yeah, pictures have already been taken of the drawings. Yeah, everything's ready. It's ready to cash.
Do you have the pictures?
No. Not in America.
That figures.
Well, I've got some drawings here I can show you. I can show you over the weekend.
Yeah.
I can't do anything except what Baba's
coming
to do. I mean, to sit down and try to understand the landscape. So you wouldn't know landscape. I don't know how to
landscape. You see, I always
just see too much
detail
in the landscape. Very frustrating trying to do that. I never try to. I mean, I studied with an artist once. He was teaching me the art. And he wanted me to get away from this detail work that I was doing, like this rug design. So he said, I just got a wall space to put paint on. But I wouldn't want to spoil a living room wall. So I said, well, the only wall space I've got is available is the bathroom. So I said, well, all right, here's the bathroom to paint on the bathroom. So in one bathroom, I picked the theme of very exotic birds, and that one I made into like an aquarium. And all the fish around, and the light bulb over the wash basin, and but what happened was, here were those birds, exotic birds. I just couldn't bear to just throw the paint on like that. And here he came one day to criticize my work, and I was with a brush this long, and I used to be putting in all the details of the feathers and everything. And he was so exasperated, he almost washed his hands at me. And then I explained that I couldn't help it. I mean, I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just couldn't help it. I just had to go back to that detail. I was still doing detail. So he comes out with a brush this long and a bird this big, trying to put all the details in.
I bet it looked nice.
And he's not very good at playing in. But I couldn't, I mean, I feel sort of untidy about just throwing things around. You know, that's why I get bothered when I see other people's work like that, because I can't understand it.
Been like this.
I don't call that in his best.
Yeah.
He's always much nicer than that. I mean, he's got Bob with a gimlet eye here and a pointed nose.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real Bob and Anne's
question. Did you see this?
I don't see Bob with it. Yeah. At least not that.
I'm really impressed or touched by how you know.
That's much better. Yes. I mean, that's, he's got more of the feel of Bob's face there. But I marvel that he can paint at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I don't like to
yeah,
be critical.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Totally amazing.
Did you exchange this?
Not for Christmas. Yes. You give him her up. Mm-hmm. But Christmas, not. We just came to give you all the gifts for a nice Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Cake.
Strumpona. I think you get good cakes in Bombay and food. Nagar are not so good. I think you're teaching Godu to make cakes, and he is made. They have improved.
Usually it's all sugary. Put some sugar in the cake.
And then you put the banana cakes that he does. You can't keep them too long. Mm.
No, this cake was really good.
Mm. Who could have a piece of bread and pizza?
Did you ever play volleyball with Baba?
Yes, Baba taught us how to play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
We played it for a while in Mongleshwar. And it was really cold and drizzly weather in winter time. It was there. And we sometimes it's windy, you couldn't play badminton. So then volleyball you could play.
You had a volleyball right there?
Yes, just like a football. Baba got, you know, got for us, showed us how to play. And then we wouldn't be too long in one place if we go in small strips anyway. So then we had to play.
Did you ever play again? Did you ever play again?
No, there wasn't any opportunity.
How about tennis?
Tennis, not over. I played in school. I haven't picked up a racket for years and years and
I
years.
I don't believe that.
Well, where is it? Have you seen me?
Playing tennis? You played tennis in school? Is that
yeah. Badminton.
Badminton?
Badminton, yeah. I like badminton. But then if there's no indoor court, it depends so much on the wind. I played quite a bit of that.
What was that game last time I was here playing? Seven times?
Gilly Dandu.
Gilly Dandu. Yes. Good play tennis. At least from 5 to 6. If you started at 4 to 6 and the gong goes. Those are the games Bob was so active in playing and all. There were no movie cameras then, you know, everyone wasn't had a movie camera.
It was so much fun playing with Bob.
play it.
Some Baba would play it.
For sure.
We used to play against Baba in badminton. Did you play badminton?
I played badminton. No, I don't remember how the
score.
No, the how the teams were, you see. I remember maybe Mara and I were playing against Baba and Mommy. I don't remember.
Sometimes, you know, the men, when they said they'd play cricket or something, Bob, they would become so into the game, you know, they'd forget, you know, and then Bob would clap and stuff. But with the women, it was never that active, was it? Everyone was playing together a while, some kind of game, very involved.
Actually, with Baba, even then, you never got so involved that, you know, you thought, you know, forgot that you were playing. Baba actually played cricket with us also, but not seriously. Because, I mean, the girls, women didn't know how to play cricket so well.
Seven times?
Seven times we played. Not too much. We have played.
With Mom.
Yeah.
What is cricket? Is that the...
No, no.
It has a three stumps.
It's cocaine.
And it has that bat, wooden bat, with a handle and hit. And it has that cork ball. You can get hurt with that.
Are there two teams or is it just...
Two teams. One side is batting, each one has a turn in batting until their side is out and the next team.
You love cricket?
Oh, yes, I love
cricket. So you used to entertain, like, there used to be professional cricket players to play.
No, not like that, but with the monthly, he's often played. I remember even as a little kid, how Bob, when we were in Rome, Hyderabad, how Bob used to play cricket. And he's played quite a bit of cricket with my father. Actually, my father's sign is cricket, not a bat, cricket.
Wait, did your mother have a sign?
Hmm?
Did your mother have a sign?
Mother had a bang in a woman. And Baba do this, and he'd sort of do this, and that's for Mara, and sort of younger than that, and that'd be for money. I think for my mother, it's just the sign of the bang.
Actually, did you ever live with Baba with your parents?
No, they used to. Baba used to come to our home. He used to come.
In Nasa.
In Nasa.
Are you a relative of Baba's?
No. No. I'm related to Adi.
Adi
and
Kay.
My father's, his Adi brother. My father and Adi are brothers.
So Adi's
and, yes, and my mother and Mara's sisters.
Your mother and?
Mara.
Our sister? Really? So Mara's your aunt?
So you say, am I related?
Has there anybody ever done like a whole chart of the mandala, of the connections among the mandala?
Baba's
having
families.
That includes the Mandal.
The ones that are related.
The
to
one related.
I was wondering if there's one that showed up.
I think in the God Man, is there a family chart in Baba's family?
Yeah, I think that's what matters.
Maybe it's what
But actually, when you came to stay here with Baba, your parents didn't mind things. Or they wanted to come too?
No, no. Actually, from a very young age, when Baba used to come to our home also, he used to ask, you know, what I did, what I wanted to do when I grew up. I said, I want to come to you and be with the other women and work for you, serve you.
He never said you
in my mother's presence, I mean, before, and my mother.
He never said a football player or anything.
What do you think I am, David?
So from the beginning, I mean, in your mind,
I always, you know,
never had
when we were
ideas.
In that, I was a little kid, and my mother used to go over and visit the ashram every day. I mean, we were so drawn, we'd always want to go there. And I was very attracted from small, and I always wanted to be with them. So years later, even though they were in Hyderabad and I was in Nasik, that impression was very deep. I'd always wanted to. Come to Baba that
And those
day.
Thoughts would still be there after I graduated school. Someday I'm going to go stay with Baba.
I mean, you didn't actively think of it, but you felt that that's what you wanted.
No, but you came to Baba when you were 14?
15 when I finished schooling. I didn't go to college.
So you must have been thinking that last year of school, what am I going to do next year?
You know, it's something that thought was there always. You didn't actually think of it. But then I used to come and go for my holidays. I used to come to Baba. And used to come for our holidays. And it was like no going back to school and just continued staying.
That's what happened the very last time.
Yeah. But Baba asked what I wanted to do. And I said, I want to continue being here with you. I was happy about it. And I was happy about it.
That was important, yeah.
No, much earlier.
42, 42, 43. I have one more question. You know, when Baba was deciding to go on the new life, and he said he was going to take some women along, did you have any idea in your mind that you would be going?
Not really.
Or were you
Baba
surprised?
Baba didn't tell us. He only said that whatever he planned, whatever he had in mind, we should obey 100%. And we sort of, each one came up and gave an answer. I would bet to obey 100% what Baba said.
But were you nervous at the time thinking, well, Baba
very tense, very tense. It was very tense and serious at the time. Because Baba said that they might send people to Bombay, Pune, tell others to get married or get a job or something.
And in your mind you're thinking, oh my God,
what's going to happen?
Baba said, whatever I tell you, I prepared for it. Yes.
You didn't want to. You wanted to go on
the
new life.
But then Baba said that at that time when Baba intimated about the new life, he said later on he'd tell us what he'd been saying.
Did he tell you privately that you were going?
No, it was all together.
And you just decided.
Oh, yeah.
To be going. That's lovely. Lovely.
Yeah.
Like when he sent Kitty and Rano and Naja and Korsha away. When he sent Kitty and Rano and Korsha and Naja away, you know, you might must have been thinking that could have been me there, going to Bombay.
Such a tense period, you just didn't let your mind think. You just sort of said, whatever Baba said.
Because he told me, you know, he wouldn't see her again like that. So I mean, was it a sad period? Did you feel
very
sad?
Very serious, very tense, because you see, you felt the importance of it in Baba's
expression
and everything. Something really very important.
Did that feeling last on the journey also? Or did it die down?
No, it did.
It lasted
all the time. We were on the trip also, walking and everywhere.
Getting
more. That seriousness was there. And only later on, you felt it. Less when we came back to Satara and Mahabaleshwar and all that part again, you know, places that we'd been to before, in the environment that was familiar to us. We felt it was less tense.
Do you think, like, was it because of remembering?
Baba, she took on so much. Whatever we did was so much less. Baba took on so much on himself. Not only did he work, but I think he took on so much suffering also. One period he had this infection in his eyes. You couldn't even look at him. You felt tears coming out of
your eyes.
He got this conjunctivitis, you know, from contacting all these sadhus during the Haridwar, the Kumbh Mela, Rishikesh and all that.
So it was good going on.
What could Baba do? There wasn't so much. It wasn't so advanced, you know, all the antibiotics and things. Only penicillin had newly come out, and I think Baba had an allergic reaction from the penicillin.
Well, was it tense and sad because of all the physical hardships? Was that part of it?
You felt it once the new life began, that Baba was more relaxed, you know, but we have to be very careful. We have to obey Baba's perfectly. We had to, you know, have that control over ourselves in the sense that we had to not do anything wrong to disturb Baba. We disturb his mood in any way.
That attitude remained.
For the new life, during the new life.
When you went
and
to
then
America,
when Baba came to the Manunash period, also was a very tense time. And even after that, Baba took on so much physical strength. You know, he was working. Hello, Jai Baba. Where is that?
It's there.
Who's playing with it? Jai Baba. Yes, when I go into the circus, I'm
But just one thing, you know, when you went to America, did any of that tenseness ease up when you first went to Myrtle Beach? It was so
much
beautiful.
Less than from the beginning, you know, from the first period, much less. You know, Baba was more cheerful, and more active, more interested in everything. And yet at the same time, we had to, you know, actually enter. We were also like that, but at the same time, in the back of our minds, we had to be careful about Baba's mood. We felt the importance of
it. You thought that you were still on the new life.
Yeah, I think you asked enough questions. Jai Baba. Yeah.